Anyone remember which day, in the second half of this year, did Singapore had the worst haze situation?
有谁记得在今年的下半年的哪一天，新加坡面临那个很最糟糕的那个烟霾的情况？
To the best of my recollection, I think it was on Friday, 26th of August.
我记得是星期五，八月二十六号。
It was the day before Matthew's own outing to Kranji countryside.
这也是马太区前往那个克兰兹郊游的前一天。
Well, itinerary of course has been drafted.
行程当然已经拟好。
Signing up all done.
报名也结束了。
Registration fee collected.
报名费也收取了。
And also some of the down payments to the vendors were already made.
投款也付给了那些供应商。
And then.All of a sudden,
突然之间,
the sky which had been clear for the past month turned dense.
过去几个月的那个晴朗的天空, 突然间转得变成稠密。
And the surrounding became blurry.
四周都看起来都模模糊糊的。
At 2 p.m. that Friday afternoon, the 1 hour PM 2.5 reading was 133 to 167 microgram per meter cube.
当天的那个下午两点。环境局发布的那个一小时的 PM 指数是133到167。
And so this pastor here start to get fidgety.
牧师开始感到不安。
And I wonder if I should cancel the tour.
在考虑是否需要取消这个行程。
Especially because the tour had children in mind.
特别是这个郊游是以儿童为出发点。
And about one fifth or more of the bus load would be children.
有28%的是幼儿。
And so I was a bit like, should we proceed?
牧师当时就在那边，是不是要进行呢？
Well, thankfully,
非常感激的是
，one of our Matthew Zone leader has more faith than her pastor.
那个马太基提这位领导比牧师多一点点信心。
对呀，多很多可能啊。And she decided to seize the opportunity.
她决定把握这个机会。
And proceed just as planned.
按那个计划进行。
And this is how that actual day looks like.
这是当天的那个情况。
Clear skies.
晴朗的天空。
Beautiful weather.
美好的天气。
And what's more?
更好的是。
I keep waiting for the blurriness to come back, but it never come.
我一直在等那个模模糊糊的情况再回来，但是它从来都。他也没有再回来。
No, I'm not so awesome, but many days after that, the sky remains nice and clear.
接下来许多天，天空都保持晴朗。
What's the moral of this story?
这故事说明了什么？
Life is unpredictable.
生命是不可预测的。
The sky looks clear, suddenly turns bad.
晴朗的天空突然之间转为稠密。
Life is even precarious.
是不稳定的。
We plan and we do.
我们可以计划并去执行。
But we won't know what will come next or will suddenly turn up.
但我们不会知道接下来会突然间发生什么事。
And so in that case, the best way forward is to seize the moment, seize the day, and give it a good shot.
在这种情况下，最好的办法就是把握当下，尽最大的能力去尝试。
Well, this is much of what the preacher is trying to get across in the passage that we're going to read in a moment.
这也是传道者在今天早上的经文中所要说明的。
Well, but what does he mean by life being precarious?
他所指的生命是不稳定的，是在说些什么呢？
And what does seizing the day mean, especially for us who are Christians?
把握当下，对我们基督徒又代表什么呢？
Well, let's read the passage, part by part.
我们一起来分段的读着今天早上的经文。
And let's find out. Well, the first verse of the passage goes this way: the righteous.And the wise and their deeds are in the hand of God.
第一节说到义人和智慧人，并他们所做的都在神手中。
Who think that this sounds good?
谁认为这是好的呢？
The righteous and the wise having God to look over them, isn't it good?
神看顾义人和智慧人是很好的吗？
I'm surprised I don't even see one hand raised up.
我没有看到半个手举起来。
But maybe you are quite right.
你们可能是对的。
To have God watch over us, maybe is good.
神看顾我们，可能是好的。
Or according to the preacher, maybe not.
但传道者却认为可能不一定。
And we will soon see why he thinks it is so.
我们很快就会看到为什么他这样想。
The rest of the first verse reads,
第一节的经文其余的部分说到
，Whether it is love or hate, man does not know. Both are before him.
或是爱，或是恨，都在他们面前，人不能知道。
Well, this is a cryptic saying.
这是一个像神秘的说法。
A bit chim, I don't know what he's saying.
有一点深。
And I understand from my own reading that it goes to means this.
我的理解是
，love and hate refers to human emotions.
爱和恨是指人类的那个情感。
But these two words in the Old Testament describe not just emotions per se.
但这两个词在旧约里代表的不仅仅是那个在描述那个情感
，but also the attitudes that generate actions.
也是那个产生那个行为的那个态度。
Let's see two other verses from the Old Testament.
我们再看那个经文
，Proverbs 10:12，
箴言书十章十二节。
It says that hatred stirs up strife, and love covers all offenses.
恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
And the next one says that though his hatred, through his hatred, he covered, recovered with deception.
他虽用诡诈。遮掩自己的怨恨
His wickedness will be exposed in the assembly.
他的邪恶必会在会中显露
Now, with this as the background,
以这一个为背景
I think the saying can be understood to mean that although the righteous and the wise are clear about what they themselves are doing and are thinking,
我们可以理解到，虽然义人和智慧人对他们所做的和所想的非常清楚
they are in no way able to predict the outcome of their efforts.
但他们都无法预测他们的那个结果。
They being upright and their actions being wisdom filled.
他们的正直，他们的行动虽然充满了智慧。
These are no guarantee for results.
但都不能够保证好的结果。
Well, this is the first, this is the preacher's first comment on unpredictability and the precariousness of life.
这是传道者对生命的不可预测性和不稳定性的第一个评语。
But things only get worse as we read on what he says.
但事情在我们往下看的时候会变得更糟。
Next. It is the same for all. Since the same event happened to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the evil, to the clean and to the unclean, to him who sacrifices and to him who does not sacrifice. As the good one is, so is the sinner. And he who swears is as he who shuns from an oath.
凡临到众人的事都是一样，一人和二人都遭遇一样的事。好人、洁净人和不洁净人，献祭的与不献祭的也是一样。好人如何，罪人也如何；启示的如何，怕启示的也如何。
In other words, life is precarious also because of the way which God repays human efforts and intentions.
换句话说，生命的那不稳定性也是因为上帝回报人类。的努力和意图的那个方式。
Since people who do this or do that in front of, I mean, the way when it comes to God repaying, it happens. It looks at the same.
人类不管如何做，上帝的回报看起来都是一样的。
From the list, let us just consider only what he says about offering of sacrifices.
从他所提到的，我们考虑那个献祭。
The standard paradigm tells us that God loves and blesses a true worshipper.
标准方式告诉我们上帝。喜爱和祝福一个真正的敬拜者
，right? Christians,
对吗
？God loves a true worshipper.
上帝喜爱一个真正的敬拜者。
And the book of Leviticus in the Old Testament, in fact, has no less than 17 chapters that tells us about the procedures and occasions to offer sacrifices.
在旧约的利未记里，用了不少于17章来详细的说明那个献祭的。程序和场合
And the number of chapters on one matter goes to tell us that worship is big time.
这个章节的数量告诉我们，那个敬拜是一个很重要的事情。
But here the preacher says that to worship or not to makes no real difference.
但是在这里，传道者却说，敬拜的与不敬拜的都没有差别。
Because at the end of the day, both the pious and the impious probably ends up the same.
因为那个虔诚的和不虔诚的。到最后所面临的都是一样的。
So not just that the future is unknown to us.
所以不仅未来是一个未知数。
But God also looks incomprehensible and even precarious, even capricious at times.
上帝也同样是不可以理解的，有时候显得有一点任性。
And the scary thing is that our life is in His hand.
可怕的是，我们的生命在他的手中。
And so no wonder the preacher cries out that life is totally unfair and full of danger.
难怪传道者说，生命是充满了不公平，也充满了危险的。
Take a look at the next slide.
你们看一下这个
slide. No, everyone in this hall, front or back, should be able to see what those two pictures are suggesting.
前面或者后面都会看得到这两张照片所要带出的意思。
Life is full of danger. That's what the preacher is trying to say in the end of the chapter.
生命是充满了危险。
Well, we in Singapore put much effort into building capabilities and potentials.
我们在新加坡。为了培养那个能力和潜力，付出了许多的努力。
I was told of an elderly hawker.
我被告知有一个年迈的那个小贩。
His primary mode of transport was a pre-war bicycle.
他主要的交通工具是一辆战前的那个自行车。
Now when his son, let's take a look at the next slide. Yeah, something like this.
类似这个照片。
So when his son began his career,
当他儿子开始他的事业的时候。
He bought for the son a Toyota Camry.
他买了一辆 Toyota Camry 给他儿子。
So that it will be easier for him, you know, to just get his career, build on his time and potential, cherish his opportunities whatsoever.
方便他的儿子，帮助他的事业发展。
And when he and but he himself just carry on with this pre-war bicycle.
而他自己呢，却继续的使用这个战前的自行车。
And then when the grandchildren came.
当他的孙子来了之后
，and when it was time for the kids to go to school and to attend enrichment classes，
当到了那个他孙子要去上学和去补习班的时候
，guess what this 阿公 do？
你们猜这个爷爷做了些什么东西
？He bought a second Toyota Camry。
他买了第二辆 Toyota Camry。
In order to fetch the kids to and fro to school to build potential to whatever you know。
为了就是接送他的孙子，提拔他的潜能。
We in Singapore invest in learning, training, and upgrading.
我们新加坡人在投资了许多在学习、培训和提升。
Which is good.
这是一件好事。
But let's look at the verse again. It says that possessing of skills, the possession of skill, and also having good qualities may not mean very much at the end of the day. Next slide, please.
我们看到。拥有技能和良好品质，可能并不代表些什么。
Again, because life remains precarious.
因为生命是不稳定的。
We never know what comes next.
我们永远不会知道接下来会发生什么事。
Time and chance seems to determine everything.
当时的机会似乎决定了一切。
And anyone, anytime may just share the same fate as that of the fish and the bird in the net.
任何人在任何时候都可能和这个鱼和鸟面临同样的命运。
Well, I think the preacher is really foul mouthed as I read on.
这个传道者真的是口不择言。
当不吹草。He says that life is precarious, God is incomprehensible and capricious, and the next thing he says, but there's one thing that we know.
他说到生命是不稳定，上帝是有点任性，但有一件事情我们大家都应该知道。
That is, we will all die.
就是我们都会死。
And what he said here concerning death only further upsets what we think or the way that we view life, our standard paradigm.
而他在这里所说到关于死亡的，只是进一步的扰乱我们对那个我们的那个标准模式。
The standard paradigm says that it is evil that will bring about death.
那个标准模式是说到那个。邪恶带来死亡。
And righteousness gives lives.
公义带来生命。
In Genesis chapter 6, I'm sure you're familiar with the story.
在创世纪第六章。
It was the fullness of evil that brought about the flood that wiped out the world that time.
是那个洪水造成那个充满邪恶的世界的毁灭。
Only Noah.
只有挪亚。
His family.
他的家人。
And some animals were allowed to survive.
和一些被允许生存的动物
，because，
因为
，someone giving the answer because，
有人能够给答案吗？因为
，because Noah was righteous，
因为挪亚是个义人。
So evil brought about the death, brought about death, but Noah righteousness survived.
死亡带来，邪恶带来死亡，但挪亚因为是义人，他生存。
But here again, such a paradigm is challenged by the preacher.
但这个传道者在这里挑战这个标准模式。
He does not think that it is evil that brought about death.
他不认为是邪恶导致死亡。
To him, things should be understood the other way around.
对他来说，事情应该以不同的方式来理解。
Why so?
为什么呢？
Now, death is something undesirable.
死亡是不被渴望的。
Death certainly looks more like a punishment than a blessing.
死亡看起来更像是惩罚多过于祝福。
So death should happen only to the bad guys.
死亡只应该发生在坏人身上。
Yet death happens to everybody.
但死亡却发生在每个人身上。
Both the good and the bad.
不论你是好的好人还是坏人。
In other words,
换句话说，
To do good or to do bad makes no difference at the end of the day.
啊，不论是做好事的还是做坏事的，最终没有差别。
Because everyone will die anyway.
因为到最终每个都会死。
The preacher hence sees is the injustice in this common fate of death.
传道者因此认为死亡为共同命运是不公平的。
Yes, it is injustice in the common common fate of death.Being the reason behind human evil.
它是促成人类罪恶的原因。
Because all will die.
因为每个人都会死。
Then think of benefits, why think of good?
啊，为什么没想到它好处呢？
Since all will die, why refrain from evil?
啊，既然大家都会死亡，为什么要远离邪恶呢？
That's what he means, that it is this common fate of death that propels evil.
他是他所指的，因为这有这共同的命运。
And who controls life and death?
谁掌管生命和死亡呢？
Up to this point, you only submit three possible candidates.
到现在只有三个可能性。
Time, chance, and God.
就是当时的机会和上帝。
So is it good to be in the hand of God?
是在上帝的手中，是不是一件好事呢？
Now, honestly, I really dread.Expounding on these few verses.
老实说，我相当害怕阐述这几节经文。
Because they are filled with so much negativities about God and about life.
因为他们充满了对上帝的那个和生命的消极。
But thankfully,
但感激的是
，the preacher say all this by his observations.
传道者是通过他的观察来说明这集他所要带出的。
But his observation did not just directly translate into his attitude towards life.
但他的观察并没有改变他对生活的态度
，or the way he thinks that life should be lived，
或者是他认为生活所应该如何生活的方式。
Let's read on，
我们继续。
He says, but he who is joined with all the living has hope, and for a living dog is better than a dead lion.
与一切活人相连的那人还有指望，因为活着的狗。比死了的狮子更强。
Now, can we say that this is optimism with a ton of qualifications?
我可以说这经节是非常乐观的，但附带了许多的许多的条件。
The preacher is saying life is great, however.
传道者说活着是美好的，但。
And this however is like bold, italicized, underlined, highlighted.
这个但字是粗字体、斜体，还有被凸显的。
And what do we mean?
是什么意思呢？
Dogs have dogs here represent life, and lion represents death.
狗在这里代表生命，狮子在这里代表死亡。
Dogs in the Old Testament are compared to somebody.
旧约里狗代表了什么？
Dogs are compared to.
它和什么动物相比？
Bible study teachers. Oi, pigs.
猪。
Dogs are compared to pigs.
狗是和猪相比的。
Unclean.
不洁净的。
Not to be offered for sacrifice.
不能作为献祭。
And this dog which represents life is built upon as the most despised animal in the Bible.
这个代表生命的狗在圣经中是最被鄙视的动物。
Here compared with the most admired lions.
在这里却和最受钦佩的那个狮子相比。
And not only so.
不仅如此。
Israelites uses dog as an image to depict death and the underworld.
以色列人用狗作为描绘死亡和阴间的那个景象。
Friends, I think we start to get it, right?
你们应该开始了解。
The preacher is saying that life is good.
传道者说生命是好的。
But he's like at the same time trying to moderate our excitement about life.
但他就在同一个时间，企图缓和我们对这生命的兴奋。
Life is at best like a living dog compared to a dead lion, not that very great.
生命最多是好像这个活着的狗和那个死去的狮子的做相比。
And I think he's trying to say two things by making such a stark comparison.
我相信他在这里是要说明两点。
First, it is still better to be alive than to be dead, even though God and life can appear rather scary at times.
第一，即使生命和上帝有时候显得相当可怕，但是活着还是比死亡更强。
Light is sweet, he says, and it is pleasant to the eye to see the sun.
光本是佳美的，眼见日光也是可悦的。
Life is not just something that you just have to bear. He said life is sweet. You know, it's very poetic, very affirmative of life.
生命是美好的。
But that's the second point that he's trying to make.
他还有另外第二点。
Again, we have talked about classic paradigm or classic framework.
我们说到那个经典的圣经架框架。
哎呀，框架 ，very good. The classic paradigm tells us that life is good and is a blessing.
他说到生命是好的，是一种祝福。
And death is a form of evil and curse.
死亡是一种邪恶和诅咒。
One is really good, it is blessing.
一个是非常好的，是一种祝福。
The other is really bad, it's curse.
另外一个是非常邪恶的，是一种诅咒。
And the two are actually poles apart.
两者的差距非常的大。
But the preacher, by comparing life to a living dog and death to a dead lion, is trying to say to us that these two actually doesn't have that much of a difference.
传道者通过活着的狗和死去的狮子和生命做相比，说明了两者其实没有什么差别。
To him, life is actually less ideal than how many people would like to imagine it to be today.
对他来说，生命其实是和大多数人想象中的那个理想的生命有不大一样。
Life and death, the difference between the two is not like between good and evil.
生与死之间的差别。不在于善与恶之间的差别
or blessing and curse,
或者是祝福与诅咒之间
but simply between possibility for something and a total impossibility for anything,
而是在于那个可能性和那个不可能性
and so the question for friends, you and I become,
所以我们面对的问题
how are we to cherish and maximize the limited window of opportunities given to us by God?
我们如何珍惜和把上帝给我们的有限的可能性最大化？最大化
哦，最大化！我听到什么大化？讲大话咁样 ？Well, the preacher's answer is to enjoy thoroughly our life and work.
传道者要我们彻底享受我们的生命和我们的工作。
Next slide, please. Yes. Well, he first urged us to enjoy our food and our wine.
他首先敦促我们要享受美食和美酒。
And I guess for Singaporean, I don't need to expand on this point.
我想对于新加坡人来说，我不需要再多说明。
Since our leisure, our pastime is eating anyway.
我们的消闲时间就是用来吃。
Next, he asks us to look clean and fresh at all times.
接下来他要我们在任何时间保持清新和有那活力。
Friends, what kind of people are able to do so?
什么人够这样做呢
？Not the down and out, right?
不是那些垂头丧气的。
They have no time.
他们没时间。
They are buried in their toying.
他们被埋没在他们所在挣扎的。
But those who are capable to upkeep their image,
而是那些能够保持形象的。
Like him, 穿得这么帅，今天
跟他一样。
你不要这样啦。Okay, in other words.
换句话说。
We are urged to strive for a good life.
他敦促我们争取一个美好的生活。
When we live a good life, we have the time and space to upkeep the image.
如果我们有一个美好的生活，我们就有那时间来保持那个形象。
Strive hard and lead a good life. That's what he says.
尽量去争取一个好的生活。
So for friends who exam period is not yet over yet, give it a good shot.
对那些考试还没有结束的。好好的做最后的冲刺。
And for most of us who will return tomorrow morning to the marketplace for a new work week, likewise, give it a good shot.
对我们大多数明天将回到公司开始一个新的工作周。
And may we be indeed able to look fresh and clean at all times.
啊，让我们在任何时间都能够保持清新而有活力。
The preacher carried on by saying,
啊，传道者接着说
，Let not oil be lacking on your head.
你头上也不要缺少膏油。
Now oil here in the Old Testament represents
膏油象征在旧约里象征什么
？Gladness.
啊，喜悦。
And a familiar verse is this.
啊，一个熟悉的经节就是
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil.My cup overflows.
你在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Oil represents gladness.
油象征了喜悦。
And I believe the preacher is here trying to tell us all to learn to live by another of my Matthew's own leader.
我相信传道者是要我们像另一个马太区的那个领袖。
I heard this leader said enthusiastically to me a few times.
我常常听到这位领袖非常热情地告诉我
，I choose to be happy。
我选择快乐。
Do we know who this person is？
你们知道这是谁吗？
啊、I see the family member 逃球。
我看到那个他的家人在那边偷偷的笑。
It's a him。
是一个男的。
Okay, it's a him. I won't tell you who this him is. You all go and find. I let him tell you himself。
我叫你们自己找出这个男的是谁。
Life should be lived gladly.
应该选择活得开心。
The fourth on the list is to enjoy family life.
列表上的第四个是享受家庭生活。
On this, I have something to share.
在这一点上，我有一些东西要跟大家一起分享。
Now, what is on the screen is my wife's wedding bulletin cover.
你在屏幕上看到的是牧师他结婚的时候婚礼告示的那个封面。
And for my own 3.5 decades of vain life being lived, I think here is one of the very few occasions that I say something that I dare to say that there's some wisdom in it.
在牧师过去35年的虚空生活，他认为这是他曾经说过的少有的智慧的话之一。
Well, given to cherish is the wedding theme printed at the bottom right-hand corner of this bulletin cover.
拥有珍惜的机会。
哇，我自己没有翻译过，很好。
可以吗？这个拥有珍惜的机会，这个结婚的主题就印在这个告示的右下角。
告示 ，OK， 不能没看告示 ，Not bad also. Well, the wedding theme is self-explanatory, right?
这个婚礼的主题非常简单。
I don't know what holds tomorrow.
我不知道明天会发生什么事。
All I know is that the number of tomorrows that I have on earth is limited.
我只知道我在地球上的那明天的数量是有限的。
And what is limited and good is precious.
凡是有限的而又好的是珍贵的。
And the logical response to what is precious and good is to cherish it.
珍惜它是非常正常的反应。
And so given to cherish acknowledges that my better half is God's gift to me.
拥有珍惜的机会使我认识到我的另一半是上帝给我的礼物。
And within the limited window of possibilities and opportunities, I want to cherish the gift.
在有限的可能性和有限的机会，我要珍惜这份礼物。
By sharing this, I'm also saying something and pardon me for this.
通过分享这一点，请原谅我这样说。
I'm saying that I echoes the word.That the preacher says in this passage hearing.
我回应了传道者在这里所说的。
I came up with this wedding theme 10 years ago.
我在十年前想出了这个主题。
In other words, 10 years ago, I already knew what the preacher is saying in this passage before I have to struggle with it in order to stand behind this pulpit this morning.
就是说，我在十年前，就在我今天站在讲台上十年之前，我已经想出了这个主题。
So question is,
问题
since we already know the importance of enjoyment in life, why do we still need to read Ecclesiastes?
既然我们已经知道享受生活的重要性，为什么还需要再读传道书呢？
And I say we instead of I because I am confident that we all know that life is to be cherished and to be enjoyed.
我说我们而不是我，因为我相信我们都知道生命是要去珍惜和 和被享受的。
If anyone doubts this, just try to click on some of our members' Facebook and Instagram page.
尝试点击我们会有的 Facebook 和那个 Instagram.
Take a look at those photos take when they are marketing or when they go for travels.
那些关于他们去吃和他们去旅行的照片。
And you will concur with me that we all know that life is to be enjoyed.
你会和我一样都你会同意我的论点，就是。享受的重要性。
Then let me ask again, why do we need to read the book of Ecclesiastes?
那我再问多一次，为什么我们需要？为什么我们需要读传道书呢？
辛苦了。Okay, and if we are able to recall,
我们回想一下。
This is already the fifth time in the book of Ecclesiastes that we are told to seize the day and enjoy life.
这是传道书里面第五次告诉我们要把握当下，享受生命。
The same encouragement was given in chapter 2, 3, 5, 8, and here.
同样的勉励也出现在第二、第三、第五和第八章。
And the preacher will push the same point yet again in chapter 11.
传道者也将在第十一章的时候再一次说到这一点。
真系当我哋戆嘅咩 ？We know why he does he keep telling us？
他为什么一直重复呢
？Further, when scholars try to check against Babylonian and Egyptian writings，
当学者尝试检验那个巴比伦和埃及的著作的时候
，they found very similar passage in those literatures。
他们发现在这些文献中的段落非常相似。
And what is even more surprising is this，
更令人惊讶的是。
The order of the preacher's encouragement in this chapter,
本章中的那个传道者在这章里所提到的那个顺序
is exactly the same as the Babylonian version.
和那个巴比伦的版本的顺序是完全一样。
On makan and then to have fresh clothing, to wash one's head and enjoy family life. The flow is the same.
吃衣服洗头。
吃衣服洗头。
还有家庭生活。
你吃过多少衣服？
吃好吗
？Question, friends.
问题。
Is our preacher a copycat?
我们的传道者是不是一个模仿者
？How come what he writes is the same as the Babylonian version?
为什么他和那个巴比伦的著作是他所写的和巴比伦著作是一样的
？You know my answer when I ask this question must be no, right?
当然是不是。
Then what is he trying to do?
他到底想做什么？
I think he's trying to communicate to us Hebrew and also Christian theology.
我想他在这里是想传达那个希伯来神学。
Or the way that the Hebrews and Christians should see and live life.
是该如何看待活出有上帝同在的生命。
In and with God and to God.
Sorry.
就是与神同活了
与神同活。
对吗？Now, that's a word that I think we may start to have some, recollection by now after sitting through so many sessions of this sermon, of this chim book.
在经过了许多讲道，还有这么多的那个讲道中有一个字，大家应该都有个词，大家都
有点印象
啊。印象。
Come, let's look at this. The word I'm referring to us is the word in bold, portion.
我所指的就是那个 bold 的那个字，部分。
份其实华文
份
，yeah portion. Now, true enough, that based on observations,
基于观察
，the ways of God and also the way life goes remains an unknown.
上帝的方式和生命的那个发展
，at least it is so to a large extent.
在很大程度上是一个未知数
，but by telling us about all this enjoyment in life and telling us that it is a portion.He is telling us that God do have us in mind.
他告诉我们，上帝会顾念到我们，在我们劳动中给我们每个人享受的那一份。
Yes, and has given us each a portion to enjoy in the midst of our toil.
他给我们在我们劳动中享受我们的那个享受的那一份。
And our calling is therefore to seize the moment.
我们的呼召是要充分的利用它。
Seize the opportunities.
把握那个。机会
Seize the day.
把握当下
And friends, I therefore submit to us this.
因此我要向大家表示
That to seize the day.
把握当下
Seize the opportunity.
抓紧那个机遇
Is Hebrew and Christian spirituality.
是希伯来人和基督徒的那个属灵性。
We are not to be 怕输。
我们不是怕输。
But whatever God has given，
但是凡神所赐予的。
Seize it and enjoy it to the fullest。
抓住它，并尽量的、尽情的去享受它。
That spirituality，
这是那个属灵性。
And since seize the day is spirituality，
既然那个把握当下是属灵的
，then we should not try to set up dichotomy between what is spiritual and what is secular。
那么我们就不应该在属灵和世俗之间建立一种分化。
To study, to work, to worship in church, to relate to people is spirituality.
学习工作在教会里敬拜与人互动是属灵的。
And therefore, by extension,
因此
，spirituality is not to intentionally project a certain godly demeanor.
属灵不是故意的去呈现某种敬虔的样子。
Although we are do strive to be holy.
虽然我们尽量的成为圣洁。
Spirituality is primarily to seize the day.
属灵性主要是要把握当下。
The portion that God is giving us.
抓住上帝要赐予我们的那一部分。
To live in it and to enjoy it.
活在它里面，享受它。
Friends, Christians seize every moment of life as worship.
基督徒将生命的每一刻都把它当成是个敬拜。
And this saying has, for the longest time, been a bit too abstract to me.
这个说法呢，对我来说有点抽象。
What do you mean by every moment of life is worship?
你说的每一刻的生命的每一刻都是在敬拜是什么意思呢？
But I think this passage this morning has tell us what it really means.
但今天上午的经文明确地告诉我们它指的是什么。
Since to be spiritual is to seize the day that God has given us.
要有属灵性是要把握当下，把握上帝所赐予我们的。
And to live it well with God's help at all times.
在任何时候靠着上帝的帮助活出生命。
So friends, can we worship at all times?
我们是不是可以在任何时候都在敬拜呢？
We can and we are.
我们可以的，我们也正在这样做。
And perhaps what we need to do a bit better is to rely a bit more on God.As we go through the minutes and seconds of our days,
我们要靠着上帝来这么做。
Christian really live life as a worship day in day out.
基督徒的确是活通过这个每一刻的敬拜来活出生命。
And how else can it be for us who are people of grace?
对我们这些受恩典的人呢？没有别的办法。
Since we have been crucified with Christ.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
And it's no longer that we who live.
现在活着的不再是我们。
But Christ who lives in us.
乃是基督在我们里面活着。
And the life that we now live in the flesh.
并且我们如今在肉身活着。
We live by faith in the Son of God.
是因信神的儿子而活。
Who loves us.
他爱我们。
And gave himself for us.
为我们舍己。
Let us pray.Father Lord, we thank you for how you have prepared for us. We might have tried so hard to imagine and to think and to try to live a life spiritual. But yet to be spiritual is to live the life you have given us. That where you have led us to,We go through with gratitude and with courage and with dependence. And every minute of our life, we just turn and submit it to you. Because you do want to watch over us, and you do want to give us that to enjoy. But you're asking for our participation, our partnership. And the wisdom to do this morning, we look to you in Jesus' name.